What's the deal? Happy Friday, y'all.
Yo.
What's poppin'?
What up?
What's good?
We out here, man. We got Sports Talk with Mark and DP tonight. It's Friday. But Mark ain't here. So we got two of the coldest fillers for the night.
Wow.
I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves, man. Go ahead.
Oh man, it's your boy Felix here, man, aka Mr. BB. That's me repping in, man, filling in for the homie Mark, man. We miss you, bro, but wherever you at, hope you come back soon, man. Hopefully we don't embarrass you on your show.
Hey, facts. We gonna hold it down, but it's Fern, a.k.a. Coach Fern, here with P, my boy.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've been on the radio.
It's been a minute, man. So you got to get reacclimated to everything. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we going to get to it. Mark, hey, enjoy your weekend away, dog. You know what I'm saying? We going to hold it down. Hopefully you somewhere listening. You tapped in with us. But you already know, man. We going to get it done. We going to have a good time tonight.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? So, first and foremost, how was y'all Friday? How was the week?
Friday was cool, man. Long week, but it's cool because we got a long weekend. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's always good.
Yeah, man. The week was just really, really long. This week felt like it's been a whole month.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's just because it's summertime. So,
that could be it.
Glad it's Friday. Glad it's a 3-day weekend. So, let's get to it.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. It was a good week, man. I ain't gonna lie, the week kind of went by fast. Like for me, it was like,
nice. Yeah,
it
must be nice because
I was looking forward to our passing league tournament. I was looking forward to that, and so then boom, once we hit that was like my checkpoint mentally. And so then once Thursday came, it was like boom, we cruising. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
He wanted those 2 days off.
That's all he wanted. On everything.
For sure.
You know, it was smooth. You know what I mean? Like, so I mean, it was a good day today as well, you know, productive day. Like I said, I was off today, so
right.
You know, I was enjoying my off day.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So
as you should,
you got to do it. A little right. Self care Friday, you mm-hmm. feel me?
So self care is the cool. best care,
ain't it though? So you know, I can't complain, man. I can't complain. Like it's one of the things that kind of like. I guess it just, you know, us kind of being tapped into the sports world in different ways. Mm-hmm. I will say, low-key, it was some trippy things that went on in sports this week.
Man.
Yeah.
Facts.
To say the least.
it was some things that went on during the week. You know what I'm saying? That was a little wild. Mm-hmm. You know, a little unexpected.
Right.
But, well, I mean, that's what we're here for.
Unexpected. I know everyone expected the Clippers to blow it.
Hey, you're right.
Hit that. There we go.
Yeah,
hey, if there's any Clipper fans out there, I'm sorry.
That probably was the highlight of my week,
bro.
Right.
Yeah, that one
right there was.
Hey, fun fact: CP3's been holding the Clippers out of the finals since 2011.
It's been heen.
He was on the
time.
Team, couldn't make it. Now he beat him to make it to the finals.
I'm just happy. I'm just happy he got there though.
Yeah,
like
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I will say that he, you know what I'm saying, he put in the work, he earned that for sure. And it's kind of been a long time coming because when he was with Houston, you know what I'm saying?
Injuries
were plaguing him, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he went to OKC. He was with OKC
right,
last year.
Man.
They did their thing in the bubble, but
yeah.
They were young.
They did better than a lot of people expected, actually.
Dude, they did.
But even if you start looking at the playoffs this year, right? Mm-hmm. What happens in round one? He hurts his shoulder, and what does everybody say? Oh, man.
Yeah,
not again.
Right. Exactly.
Not again. But, I mean, he was able to pull through and show why he's still one of the point gods in this game.
Point
man.
God.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he is.
Yeah.
He for sure is.
Hey, then, not going to lie, I was a little salty when he beat the Lakers, but.
Yeah, of course.
As we all were.
It's better for him to make it because he's the only vet still left playing that you would want to win a ring right now.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
He's up there. Melo probably another one.
I would love to see Melo get one.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, Melo coming to LA.
But I mean that closeout game for CP3.
Oh man.
41 31 in the second half, like
in LA too.
I mean, just
he went
bucket
off.
Getter, bro.
Yeah, like, just like yesterday or no, day before yesterday, he went off.
Yeah, for real,
he went off. Like,
man, you know what? now I know. Like, before we get off topic, how do you feel about that whole Patrick Beverly pushing him in the back?
And I got that in here too.
That's why I was like,
so we'll get to it.
We gonna get to that.
I was just ready to jump the gun.
Look, dude, we gonna get to that. First, you know, ladies always first. You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
ladies first. Sha'Carri Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She stuns the world by breaking the record as a sprinter in the one. She gets invited to the Olympics. Today we find out, or was it yesterday?
I think it was late last night.
Late last night, we find out that she tests positive for cannabis, and she's suspended.
Which is crazy. It's 2021. The fact that you're holding someone from the Olympics because they test positive for weed,
right?
Cannabis.
She sparked it up.
And the reason why she was using it, apparently, is because, you know, the passing of her mother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how she used it to cope.
Yeah.
And she was doing it in a state that was legal in that state. So I don't understand what's the big deal.
Yeah, I get it. It's the whole rules are rules thing. But even then, like, all rules ain't good rules. You know what I'm saying?
Like, especially now, like, the NBA, MLB, NFL have all, like, softened the rules about cannabis.
All the professional leagues don't test for it anymore.
Correct. So, like, I think it's going to be pretty soon where the Olympics is going to throw it out the window and just be like, you know what? Hey, the fact that she's still sparking it up and running that fast is crazy. Right.
Dude, even her, I mean, she said it. She knew what the consequences were. You know what I'm saying?
And see, now that's the piece that kills me, though. Because you know what they say? If you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
But we all have known better in many cases and have not done better. But in that particular case,
I still give her the grace. I mean,
I do as well.
Like, she's 21. I know what I was doing at 21. Wasn't always making the best decisions.
Right.
And I was nowhere as near as in the spotlight as her. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how I would handle. And I've never lost a parent. Like, I don't know how people cope.
Yeah.
Because even I was thinking, looking at the story and reading the story.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why didn't she just, like, drink alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to check myself.
Yeah. Right.
Like, yo, who the hell are you tell somebody how to deal with their pain, their coping? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I'm like,
facts.
It is what it is. You
imagine
know what I'm saying?
She did go to alcohol, though, and then she woke up the next day just all hungover.
Yo, and she still run that time.
But, man, that's a different
animal. Gangsta.
Yeah.
But I mean, And that's real though. You know, she was coping with the loss of her mom, and you know, and this is all, you know, this is all just based off assumption from me personally. I'm sure that's not the first time she smoked, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
She probably smokes casually, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She might smoke socially. But just the fact that, like Fern was saying earlier, it's 2021.
Right.
And cannabis is legal in X amount of states.
Yeah, I think it's like 48 out of 50.
Come on now.
Yeah, right.
And I saw earlier today somebody mentioned, like, the rules are outdated. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
it's no reason why we have 48 out of 50 states that are allowing recreational usage of cannabis, but you still have platforms like the Olympics.
Right. The world is still so far behind.
Yeah, like, you know, it makes no sense. So, I mean, she seemed in high spirits when she gave her interview, you know what I'm saying? As you can see, she took accountability for it, like, you know. But it sucks to see her have worked so hard to achieve what she achieved and to do what she did just for it to, you know, turn out the way it did.
Well, hopefully, I mean, she only got a 30-day suspension, and they're saying that she may still be able to make it into the Olympics for the 4x100-meter relay race.
Ooh.
Okay.
So she's still got a chance to grab at least one medal.
Facts.
It's not going to be in her bread and butter, but, I mean, this is probably the best outcome from the situation that she finds herself in.
Because it could have been worse.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is, like, I didn't even know she was 21. So the fact that she's 21, so she will still be in her prime the next time the Olympics come around. Mm-hmm. So
she might be even better.
Like, yeah. But
that's the scary thing.
Fact. Like, hopefully by that time they let marijuana be
let
it be.
And continuing with the topic of, you know, cannabis in sports, we did see that Josh Gordon submitted his application for reinstatement.
Yeah.
He's gone 3 months of no failed drug tests. Do y'all feel he deserves it? It's really not. Keep it a stack. It's not for us to say. For us to say, because I want to say maybe like a year ago, I was in an argument. I exchanged some dialogue with some random fan that commented on Josh Gordon's picture, and it was negative dialogue. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're a Gordon fan, huh?
I am.
Me too.
And so I'm like, and I said to dude, I was like, wow, like for you being an older black man to come down on another man of color, you know what I'm saying? When he's had his mistakes and they've been public, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And for you to say something like he don't deserve another opportunity, this, that, and the other, I'm like, dang, bro. Even if you feel that way, like, you ain't got to come another man picture. You know what I'm saying?
Just keep it to yourself.
So clearly you see that I feel
I know where you at.
You know what I'm saying? Then in the same token too, I'm understanding if that doesn't come to him.
Because
it's been so many times, you know what I'm saying, that he's been in this same situation. You know what I mean?
I just feel like we said earlier, the NFL has like stopped drug testing. So the fact that they have stopped drug testing, I feel like he should get another opportunity.
Yeah, like he shouldn't even be banned.
It's not like it's been for like other stuff like steroids.
It's
not gonna be an issue. It's been the same constant drug over and over. Yeah, so I think since now that they, you know, softened up a little bit on that, he should get another chance.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a baller.
He's definitely a baller. I always find myself conflicted when you get X amount of chances like he has.
And
I mean, like we said, it's not for us to call it.
Right.
So I just always stay quiet on him. Like,
because it's tricky.
It's just one of the, right. It's like,
it really is.
They've given you all these chances. And you continuously make the same mistake. It's not like you're making different mistakes. Right. You're making the same mistake.
Right.
Over and over and over.
Right.
But I mean, I'm not here to tear people down. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And it is confusing.
Right.
Like, it's very confusing.
Yeah, for real. Let's say he does get reinstated.
Yeah.
What team do you think he's going to? Or what team would you think he would thrive in? I already have a team in mind.
You go first then.
Right.
I think the Ravens.
They need a receiver.
You put him. They got Sammy Watkins. Yeah, whatever.
He's Dez Bryant time 10.
Yeah. And then you put Hollywood Brown.
How old is he? Do you guys know?
I think he's
just
going to be 30.
He's like a year under me.
Okay. Yeah, he's
like,
just going to be 30.
Yeah, or 29, 30. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So he's still got a few more years. Yeah.
As a receiver. And especially his body hasn't had that wear and tear.
Right, not at all.
Like 4 years.
Well, complete season
In and out the league. He played with the Patriots probably
got
the longest.
Got his ring. Spent
2 years with
maybe
the Seahawks.
14 games with the Seahawks.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But played only like two.
For real. Yeah.
Depending on what happens with Deshaun Watson, maybe the Texans would be a good one. He could walk right in and be the number one receiver.
Wow, yeah.
But they lost all their weapons.
Oh, that's crazy.
See, I was thinking that too. Or you go like Dallas. Dallas has a nice little receiving
core.
He's
got a lot of weapons already, though.
Then mine is going to, y'all going to be question mark to mine.
What?
Because I'm thinking Washington.
Oh, bro, I thought you were going to say the song. Raiders or something.
Oh, never. No Raiders, but nah. Nah.
That's a joke.
Hey, Washington. Washington, though.
Washington would be solid.
Yeah.
Because with the exception of Curtis Samuel, I mean,
Wait. Who's throwing them the ball?
Ryan Fitz. Fitzmagic.
Nah, they do got that.
Fitzmagic, he good for 8 games.
He might, if Josh Gordon goes to Washington, he might go for 1,000.
They do got Tyler, what's his name?
Heineke.
There you go. Hey,
he comes.
They found something to him.
Tyler Heineke, that playoff game, I was rooming for him.
Yeah, me too.
I for sure was rooming for him.
Not just because I was, I'm a Patriots fan and I was going against Tom Brady, but just because, you know, the underdog, always got to go for the underdog.
Nah, but I think Josh Gordon,
he could thrive there. I mean, they got, like you said, Curtis Samuel, Terry McLaurin, and I mean, kind of nobody else.
Their running back pretty good. He was a rookie. Yeah, went for like 1,000, I believe.
He's
like
a baller. He's a baller.
Mm-hmm. So, and then their defense was pretty solid. They have, their a, defense young, was they have a young defense.
They did lose. They did lose Darby. He got on. But with the exception of that.
But you know what? I've always liked Ron Rivera.
Yeah, I like him.
He reminds me. Like he's just like a greedy defensive coach. He just whatever he's gonna get.
They still got Sweat and Chase. So
I was like, who's sweating?
Got Montez Sweat and Chase Young.
So no, that D line's really good.
Right.
Yeah, that
that's
D-more,
a great that's a great start. That D-line,
me DP know with a great D line, you could do a bunch of stuff, man.
Boys,
So hey, they got a good front. They got a good front. So they might do something nice again
for real.
You can do crazy stuff on the back end,
and with that, it's like you got Josh Gordon, who's always been a crazy athlete. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he's always kind of dabbled with marijuana. Facts. You got Sha'Carri Richardson. You know who we just found out is suspended for her her usage. Usage sounds terrible.
Sound like she was like shooting. Like she was something
like you know.
Like everybody said, man, if it ain't crack, let her track.
Run. Like, shout out to LaMelo Ball. Let her run.
Let her run.
You know what I mean? Do y'all feel that cannabis impairs your athletic abilities? And of course, I'm not speaking in the sense of you being high during those times of performance, but just overall use.
I mean, I don't think it gives you a competitive advantage. Yeah, not necessarily.
I agree with that for sure.
But not gonna lie, like if you're high at the moment, man, I don't know because I was gonna say I've been up there when like I'm going for a run and it's just different. My time's just way better.
Right, facts.
So, but if you're not like using it while you're performing, then what's the big deal?
Facts. I agree. I think more times than none, if you're using it during performance, because I mean it's been cats that have come out and said it, both in the pro basketball space and football, that have said, you know, they've either played high, you know, at some point in their careers, and I think it comes down to them acquiring a certain level of focus during that performance.
Right.
But when it comes to track, it's like,
The only thing that I've heard that was kind of an argument was against it, I guess, was they were talking about the mind.
Yes.
And what cannabis or marijuana can do to the mind, right?
Yeah.
And if you have somebody that, in her case, was probably stressed, was probably depressed, was probably, you know what I'm saying, overwhelmed with feeling and emotion, the cannabis can be an advantage to her.
To where
it can calm her down, calm her nerves.
Put her in a better space.
Right. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Real. That's real.
Get her still enough to not jump the gun and be disqualified.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that I heard that kind of made sense. But as far as an actual competitive advantage that's going to make her run faster than everybody else, I don't see it.
Yeah, not at all.
And I don't believe that she would smoke the day of to try and do that.
Nah, me neither. Mm. Yeah, I don't feel like she woke up that morning.
Right.
And
spark blew
up, spark it up.
Spark
that
up.
Yeah, nah, that ain't go down. I don't think that went down like that at all. Like,
yeah, wild. But man, it really just sucks because this is probably what she's been working for a long time.
Bro,
it's
I mean, that's a dream come true for her. Like, that's what, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I'm sure when she got the news that she was suspended, she probably hit a hard F word.
Oh, man.
A hard F word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
then again, do you think, like, she kind of had a feeling? Like, you know what you're...
You know what you...
Yeah,
like,
you know
she said
doing.
It. She was like, I know what I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I might not necessarily felt that it was going to end up becoming this.
Yeah.
But, you know... But I think at the same time, too, if you throw it in that positive perspective... That, like we were saying earlier, it's going to create a different perception for those people that are in those positions, whether it's the Olympics or some other, you know, major sporting event, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To where they don't see it as something that is a hindrance to the sport.
Gotcha.
Because I think that's what it comes down to.
Right, where the negative connotation with cannabis and weed smoking hasn't necessarily been erased and washed away yet.
Right.
That's still in the beginning stages of trying to change the narrative behind people that use cannabis.
Yeah, for sure. 1,000%. So, you know, that's our discussion about greenery.
Yeah.
we're about to go ahead and transition back to that Chris Paul and that Pat Bev business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As we go ahead and slide to quarter two.
let's talk about that one.
So Chris Paul and his sons are going to the finals.
Man.
16 long season.
There we go.
Bro, what's crazy? Last episode I pressed that one. You said don't press that one.
Yeah, don't press that one.
I pressed it.
The music came on.
I had to hit mute on that joint.
Right.
Because it goes forever.
It's like a minute and a half, bro.
You can go again with just like one.
Right.
I was like, I blew it, bro. I straight blew it.
I did it one time to start the show. And we had to like play it off like, oh, welcome to the top 40 radio station. Like, yeah, we just played it off, made it funny.
Dude, man. I was like,
before we jump into that topic, I'm really digging all these old school instrumentals. Hey,
thanks, man.
When we started with Bad Boys for Life, I was like, all right.
The old one.
Man, hey, ever since Michael came on the show and he was playing the music in the background, I was like,
Right.
That has to be me. I gotta do it now. Yeah. Like, I gotta do it.
You gotta control all of that.
Yeah, on everything. So, after 16 long years, Chris Paul has finally made it to the finals.
Broke through.
Give another hand.
Another hand of applause.
Yeah, there we go.
Another one. Like, is he gonna finish? Like,
it's right there.
It just depends. Who are they playing? I think whoever they play is gonna go to game seven.
Yeah.
Whoever they play, they're gonna be the favorite.
The Suns?
Oh yeah.
The Suns will be the favorite. They have the rest.
1,000%.
They're healthier than Giannis and Trae Young. I hope it's the Bucks, just because I want to see a good series, and I think Chris Middleton could hold his own versus the Suns.
I think Chris Middleton is the best player on that team.
Oh, for sure. All-around player? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think he is, only because he's not as consistent as Giannis is.
Touché. He should hit a free throw.
That's 100% sure. He's definitely the closer, though.
No, yeah.
Like, he's
sure.
the best closer on that team.
Hands down.
I mean,
hands down.
What was it, game four? No, game four? Where he scored like 20 in the fourth quarter.
Yep, he went off.
Yeah, like
he went off.
I was watching that, and I think he was just shooting to see when he missed. And he was not missing.
And he checked.
And shoot or shoot.
Right. He checked.
Dude. Shoot or shoot.
To be honest, if Drew Holiday wakes up and can put a good series together, the Bucks could be really scary.
Nah. Yeah.
Drew Holiday's locked down.
They talked about him. They said, yo, why aren't you always this aggressive? And he was just like, you know what? I don't know. Like, everybody in my family tells me that. My teammates tell me that. Social media tells me. I don't know. I think what it is he knows his role on the team.
Yeah.
And so he don't try to overstep. Right.
Giannis is healthy, Giannis is top dog.
Yeah.
Chris is second. And then he's third. So, I mean, he doesn't really feel the need. I don't know if feel the need is the right word, but, I mean, he can't really be too aggressive because it might look like he's ball hogging.
Yeah, I feel like he's always been like that, though. He's never been an aggressive dude.
Right, I refer back to his times with the Sixers.
Early. I forgot he played for the Sixers.
Early in his career, he was a little young bull. Like, he always had his defense, but I feel like he was a heavy scorer, you know what I'm saying, as a point guard with the Sixers.
Right.
But that's when
the Sixers weren't.
I must say, but he was also probably the top one or two options in that team.
Because I don't know if he was on the team with
Iggy and Lou Will.
Yeah,
and
with Iggy, Lou Will.
I think
and,
it was like the end of Lou Will's like reign there. He was like a rookie.
And Swaggy P, probably so, yeah. Because at that time, because he went from there to the Pels, right? He went from there to the Pels.
Yeah, and then they traded him to the Bucks.
To the Bucks, So when he was there, dog, I think he knew, like y'all was saying, his role on the team. he could be a more of a dominant scorer, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he took advantage of that. So now, to your point, him being with the Bucks and Giannis being out, Chris Middleton not always necessarily, being consistent, he's taking advantage of these opportunities.
Oh, yeah, you have definitely. To.
Because, his game, he pulling up to three and he just
right
pulling. Like
going back, sorry to jump back, but going back to like the Clippers, it reminds me of Reggie Jackson.
Ooh,
but the difference of Reggie Jackson is Reggie Jackson was playing for a check.
Dude,
he was
playing for his life. And he's playing for his life.
Now, Reggie Jackson's about to cash out in free agency.
Dog, he was really on a veteran minimum, bro.
And the crazy thing is the stats showed Reggie Jackson hit the most threes in the playoffs.
Dog.
Bro, no lie, bring him to the other side of LA, the real side, because you know the Clippers really from San Diego. They need to take themselves
straight
back.
Up.
Yeah, they got to go right back to San Diego because they do not belong.
They're about to go to Inglewood.
No, not even. That's too close. That's too close.
Dude, for real though,
they got to bounce. They got to be at least 60 miles away from the Staples Center.
Dog, they. It's like, I don't know. Because I ain't going to lie. So I wasn't rooting for the Clippers. But I was enjoying seeing them, like, put up a fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think even though I disliked Paul George after he left the Lakers hanging, I think you still have to be a little, like, happy that he's getting out of his, like, you know, pandemic P type. Like,
because they was on him.
Yeah, he was always, like, and he was coming out clutch in some games.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you think that's it for Kawhi in L.A.?
And he's
a free agent.
I just saw something yesterday where the Heat and somebody else are already like targeting him.
The Heat and I believe it was the Mavericks.
Yes.
But the crazy thing is, the reason I bring that point up is because why are you watching the game from the top?
Last game he was on the floor.
Yeah.
But the previous two
and
or
then,
three, he was
and
up
then
top.
When the game was in Phoenix, he wasn't even making the drive out to Phoenix or flying out to Phoenix.
He's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, so what's like, what?
I'm
you,
all right.
If you're the dude, why aren't you on the sideline? You saw AD was on the sideline.
I don't think he's the vocal leader on that team either.
Nah.
Like,
no, yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, him being down there, he's going to be looking the same way that he was looking.
Up top,
right?
Up
like,
top. Like
yeah. That's just me. But, I mean, I don't think he's leaving. Personally, you just feel like, yeah, he's going to opt out and then resign because that's just the smart thing to do. But I feel like he did way too much to try and get to the Clippers.
Way too much.
To just leave now. Like, he made them trade away everything and say, yo, if you don't get Paul George, I'm going to go sign with the Lakers. And they literally had to give up everything to make sure that they signed Paul George. So I just feel like it's one of those things where if he leaves, he'll catch so much backlash. And I'm not saying he cares too much about it.
Right.
But I mean, I just feel like he did so much to get there that it makes no sense to leave now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and I think the Clippers not going to win nothing. They're not going to get a ring.
You heard that?
They're not going to get a ring, though.
Yeah,
like it's not happening.
If I didn't have pants on right now, I would have slapped my neck.
but they have enough tools, with the exception of maybe I'd say one more good defender. You know what I'm saying, to kind of get them over the hump.
I don't want
to
hear that. They told us that Kawhi and PG was the best wing defender tandem in the league history.
And then
they lied.
But the thing with
they
that
told
is,
us all lies.
Yep. Hey, they for sure lied.
They're like, yeah, they did.
Right. The thing with that is, dang, you left them. No, I'm just kidding. I believe the reason why I believe Kawhi might leave. Just because you see him and PG, they don't mesh well together.
Yeah.
PG did way better when Kawhi was not in the game.
He did way better without that guy.
So if I'm the Clippers, I'm probably going to look at that and be like, I might just want to go get a big and put him with PG. And then Kawhi could go sign with whoever he wants to sign. Yes, to be honest, bro. If he signs with the Heat, that could be a little dangerous. I don't know how him and Jimmy Butler will go together. He needs to go somewhere where he's the star and there's not another star. You saw what Toronto, he was a star.
Right.
There was no other star.
I don't feel like any big-name free agents should sign in the Eastern Conference right now. Not with what they got building in Brooklyn. I just don't feel like it's really worth it.
Brooklyn's going crazy.
Because if they're healthy, we know they run through the East, right?
Brooklyn's going crazy. And we know when they meet the Lakers.
The homie said Dallas.
Oh, he's going to sign with Dallas?
Yeah.
I believe so. I believe they'll trade Porzingis, and then they'll sign
And they've already been, you know, having a discussion of Porzingis as a Laker.
What? I don't want him. Take him somewhere.
Yeah. Hit a button on there that says no.
You joking, yeah. Right? You joking, right?
Funny guy.
You can catch
you. Funny you guy. Catch, you.
Yeah, you can catch DP at the Comedy Club later on tonight.
Hey, catch me over there, my boy, on Manchester over there.
Nah,
but low go.
Hey, so we're talking about trades. Did you hear about the Sixers trade that they declined?
No, what was included in that package?
They declined the Pacers trade for Malcolm Brogdon and the first round pick for Ben Simmons. I would have took the trade. Malcolm Brogdon just came off averaging 22.
He's a baller, but
he's solid. But I don't know.
Is he? Is he enough? I'm not taking just him for Ben Simmons.
I tweeted I would have added probably a second round, I would have added another first round pick, so two first rounders and Malcolm Brogdon for Ben Simmons. Hey, bro.
Hell, even if you give me one first rounder, Malcolm Brogdon, but throw in Caris LeVert too.
Ooh,
man, you
know, yes.
Like,
no, for real.
Or
give me Caris and Malcolm Brogdon.
No first,
I'm no good. Picks.
No picks. Give me both of them.
Man, y'all. What else?
Caris LeVert is nasty.
I think the Sixers will take that, right?
I think we're overvaluing Ben Simmons' value at this point. Like,
we're overvaluing his value.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I would have took Malcolm Brogdon and been like, hey, Ben Simmons. Bye,
buddy.
Yeah, you. Because I don't think he would do too hot in the Pacers. Well, he wouldn't do too hot in the Pacers. If you can't play with a big man like Joel Embiid, I don't know where you're going to go play, my guy.
Dude, Benji.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Benji's going to get better.
You ain't got no choice.
Like,
man.
Benji's going to get all right.
It's only up from here, man.
I hope so.
You know, so
I just realized we got all the way sidetracked to these. We were talking about the Patrick Beverley push on CP3,
oh, yeah,
and we got all that. The way sidetracked.
Yo, Pat Bev's apology was his PR told him to do that, and that terrible, shit was man. Cheeks.
It was. Oh, we could cuss.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
You can.
That shit was buns.
That shit was whack,
dude.
No, but I think he is the wackest player in the NBA right now, because he's always asking for a replay. He's always in someone's face for doing nothing. He cannot score.
Well, let me read it for the people.
Oh, go ahead.
He added CP3 and said, "Emotions got the best of me last night, gang. My bad. Wasn't meant for you. Congrats on making it to the finals. Best of luck."
Last night,
first
gang.
Of all, they homies. Yeah. First of all, say hey, you said it wasn't meant for him. Who was it meant for?
Yeah, you pushed him.
Are they
you
homies? Pushed him dead in his back. You are saw they... his last name on the jersey.
Paul.
It said Paul.
Yeah.
Who was the push meant for?
There's only one number three.
He thought it was Jake Paul, probably. You know,
perhaps.
Logan,
maybe.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Maybe.
He probably lost money on the fight with Mayweather.
Maybe he thought it was Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce. There you go. There
I don't know.
Either way, man, he a mark for that.
And the fact that he
a whole out you.
I think it would have meant a little bit more if you didn't at Chris Paul. Like, why'd you have? You could have just said my actions last night were uncalled for, blah 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 blah. But you had to at the man. Oh man, get out of here.
Yeah, like, you could have hurt that man, and now you trying to congratulate him on making it to the finals, like,
bro. You gave that man lip whiplash.
Whiplash, like.
But the coldest part, you saw. They showed the replay. Chris Paul didn't say anything. Chris Paul just walked by him
and looked at
him down, and he looked, and Pat Bev looked at him and was like,
"Yeah, because I'm busting your ass,
bro." That was what that was. That looked like
he came down hit like three threes in a row. Like, I'm on you, boy.
Yeah.
You B word, yeah, boy.
Right,
yo, weak ass boy. You guarding me, ain't it?
Right.
Soft,
got his ass cooked,
fried.
And then, Jay Crowder after the game said at that moment they knew that they were done, that they killed them off.
And I mean, hey, shout out to Jay Crowder for playing in two back-to-back finals.
Facts.
Two different teams.
Well, I hope. Well, I hope they knew they were done. There was like a minute left in the game. There were up like 20, I hope.
Dude, he busted. Dude, Chris Paul bust they ass.
Chris Paul beat him in the fourth quarter by himself. It was like a four. It was like a 5-point game going into the fourth, and Chris Paul unleashed.
They said Patrick Beverly is a walk-in black Air Force One.
Oh, man. I've seen that.
Wow. Oh, you could, go ahead and hit that one more time.
That was funny.
Yeah, that one.
Because he for sure looked like he wore a black Air Force. He might have had some on that night.
Yeah.
Like, post-game, he had them on when he pulled off in his little joint.
His little whip.
His little whipper on everything. Man. So, I mean, okay. Chris Paul's going to get a ring.
Oh,
I'm saying it.
So
you hear it here first.
It's Friday, July 2nd.
Friday, July 2nd.
8:11.
8:11 p.m.
DP just confirmed. Chris Paul is getting his first ring.
His first ring.
There we go.
I love it. Oh, wait. That's your prediction?
Ooh. Chris Paul's getting a ring. Call me Mr. Cleo.
And then he's coming to LA next year.
Oh, no. For vacation, maybe.
Yeah, for real.
I don't think CP3 is losing again.
So CP3 and what were we going to say? 5, 6? Suns and 4?
No.
Suns and 4.
Suns and 4.
Suns and 6.
Suns and 6. All right.
Suns and 6.
I think if it's the Bucks, it's Suns and 7. And if it's the Hawks, it's probably Suns and 5.
Classic.
I'll give if Trae Young plays, I'll give him one game.
Yeah.
I'll go Suns and 6.
No matter who?
No matter who.
Oh.
Suns and 6.
Suns and 6.
Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah. Though I've been on Twitter a lot.
Tweet.
You know, and I follow a lot of Laker pages. Do you think this season has an asterisk on it?
No.
I don't believe so. But you have all those like people who be everyone was injured, blah 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 blah. And I'm
it's just part of the game.
People get hurt.
People, for real, facts. People get hurt.
Yeah. They wanted to put an asterisk on last season. No, we still have to go win the games.
It's cows out there playing with broken hearts.
Yeah.
Hold on, guys. Leave it to be.
Bam, bam.
Oh, my God.
Your resident Clipper fan.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Oh my God. Perfect timing too. We've just been talking about the Clippers.
Leave it to be.
Sons and hold these nuts.
Oh.
Hi. It's me.
What's the deal?
Hey, I'm tripping off your Twitter handle.
DJ Easy.
DJ Easy Dick.
Hey. So we got Clipper fan, man. What happened in the series?
Nigga, you see what the fuck happened?
Dang.
He came hard.
Was you watching this shit from the second round through?
Hold on. I got a better question. One second.
Go ahead.
One second. Who's your best player?
My best player?
Who's the best player on the team?
My best player is Reggie Jackson.
Does he resign?
Nah.
He's out of there. He about to sign for a stack or two.
Ooh, man.
No. It's up in the air, man. I was reading a bunch of articles and looking at the team, fucking cap space and shit.
Yeah, this is Beef, by the way, guys. He joined us. Friendly neighborhood Beef.
Facts. My best player actually was still Kawhi, because you could clearly see him in the fucking rafters.
Right.
Yeah, he's in jerseys. And he looking down like the owner, like, who's leaving?
He's leaving. If I was the GM, I'm cutting you.
Right.
You out of here.
So, if you was looking at it, you can clearly see if Kawhi was playing, series had been done.
Oh, facts.
Signed, sealed, and delivered. But
he said clearly.
Clearly, but I've been to playoffs and y'all wouldn't be able to tell me shit. But anywho, Reggie Jackson did his shit as a complimentary player.
Yes,
he played above his head.
He earned his paycheck this summer.
They gave him minutes over Rondo,
as he should.
Man,
that's sick.
I was sick about Rondo, bro. I was upset.
I'd be sick. I'm a huge Rondo fan.
It was nothing personal shit, because the trade, honestly, if we take back before the trade, somebody had to go. It was going to either be Reggie or Lou. Because somebody had to get those minutes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
T-Man was eating too much to keep him on the bench.
Hey, T-Man impressed me a lot.
Dude. No, it was Clipper fan. It was that game. Was that they went to game six, right? In
with
that
the
previous?
Jazz?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
They made Rudy go there look terrible.
So wait, going back to he's saying it would be signed and delivered.
Yeah.
What was the series with the Jazz? It was 2-2 when Kawhi went down?
I believe 2-1. So
it was two. It was we was down. We was like
two. You guys were down.
We won. We won four.
Four straight. Four straight.
But yeah, that's why I believe with Kawhi, the Clippers don't do too hot. With PG as the like the lead
that's
man,
real.
They do better because you
Jordan Clarkson was cooking y'all last.
Yeah.
Oh, we knew that's gonna happen.
He was.
I actually told the homies in the chat. I said if Jordan Clarkson give me 30-40, we gonna fucking lose this series.
Right. It's a wrap.
I think I said that on our pod. I said if Jordan Clarkson cooks me.
Right.
I'm losing.
And he only cooked for one half.
That's it. But at the same,
that's it.
But at the same time, man, right. I honestly think what I want to see, regardless of it, I want to see a do-over. I want to see the whole team healthy, running back. But in the scheme of things, I know Jerry's going to conduct some shit. Because everybody keeps saying, we don't have cap space. We don't got this. We don't got that. But
Jerry King of figuring some shit out.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
But that's what sucks in sports. Because you always want to see the same team run it back.
Yeah. Right?
And it never really happens.
I guarantee you who's not going to be in the package deal is not Terrence Mann not going to be in no package deal.
No, he's staying.
Where. He's staying.
He's a staple.
Paul George is staying.
You think Kawhi is staying?
Yes.
Mm.
Because I think at the same time, it was a stupid ass take this morning off the herd saying that Dallas and Miami might be some suitors.
We was right. See,
told you.
And,
I threw Dallas out there on too. Some yeah.
like, I think he was like, this is it.
So what they was basically telling us was that Kawhi was don't have to run from the fade no more from Luka.
He got to run from the fade.
Hey, Luka be cooking.
But at the same time, it didn't make sense.
Shout out to his movie on Disney.
It doesn't make sense because you're gonna take Kawhi and put him back in Dallas. I mean, back in Texas where he didn't want to be.
Right.
He was with San Antonio, a small market team, but why I'm going to go back to Texas where I didn't want to be.
Right.
Then Miami is the next destination. Cocaine and a bunch of bitches.
And he probably Kawhi don't do drugs. He'll probably be in LeBron's shadow in Miami.
Yeah, Kawhi don't do drugs,
but,
bro.
But he made a statement that like Kawhi called Jimmy first. He did, but
everybody do drugs.
But what Kawhi seen is that now, if he does come back, let Paul George run the show.
And Kawhi not gonna let that happen, bro.
No. He can let it happen, right? But you don't have to be the vocal one no more.
But you gotta remember, Kawhi was a Spur. Kawhi was a Spur with aging superstars.
Yep.
Then he goes to Toronto, right. As Felix here mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. He goes to Toronto where he's the biggest guy ever. You got Kyle Lowry. I think Serge Ibaka was on that team.
Yep.
Siakam.
Yeah.
Marc Gasol.
He goes to the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. LA.
The camera's
his,
on him.
His LA. Robin is Paul George.
What that mean?
That's a big Robin.
That's
a mediocre Robin.
Whoa, that's the biggest. That's probably the biggest Robin he's had.
Oh my gosh.
No, because
he left San Antonio.
It's a mediocre Robin because of Paul George mental.
So, wow. Mm-hmm. So this is a kid Robin, not adult.
Not adult.
Teen Titans.
But what I think Paul George has shown is he's better when he's the star.
When you can run the offense through Paul George. He's gonna have his business. Yeah.
With the Pacers, he was a dude.
Yes.
When he was with the Thunder, he wasn't a dude because Westbrook was there.
You essentially keep it a stat. It was three superstars on that OKC team.
Facts.
You can still run the offense through Paul George. It's just when Paul George gets stagnant, that's when the offense goes through Kawhi. If you notice when we started really fucking clicking, when we started beating the shit out of Utah, it was a 1-2 punch. Paul George kept driving.
Streaky shooter.
Yeah, and then when he started getting streaky, guess what happened? Kawhi came in and did what he did. But the only odd man out of that bunch, which really a lot of notice wasn't going on, was Reggie Jackson. Because the ball
nobody was expecting Reggie.
Nobody was expecting that. But then Reggie started to blossom. So now
it's three-headed monster.
and then also you sprinkle Marcus Morris in there, the better twin.
I agree.
Who got a ring?
But he is a better twin.
Yeah, he is a better twin.
Who got the $64 million?
Hey, facts. Damn, hey, they both do because they tweeted that they share their money.
They do share an account. They've been sharing their accounts since they've been professional players.
Now, as you can see on TNT, they don't show that ring, though.
Now, I will say this. You know what I'm saying? Jerry West is the master of disguise.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for real.
So, remember we signed Luke Kennard for $64 million, right?
Yeah.
Everybody said he doesn't have trade value. You are correct. But guess what I'm going to package him up with? Guess who showed their ass in the Phoenix Suns game and showed that they still got lockdown defense capability?
Nicholas Batum?
Batum got to get signed again.
Oh, okay.
His name is Pat Beverly.
That Mark.
What?
Now listen.
What?
Now listen. Y'all all saying like, what?
What?
What did you do to Devin Booker as he was playing? Anytime Devin Booker got hot,
he broke his nose.
Even before he broke his nose, when that man came in, Devin Booker went ghost.
He played well, but I think you overvalue and certain
also
players.
Mark,
bro,
for pushing him in the back.
Listen, I'm not saying I want to go out and get a superstar. I'm saying I want to go out and get more pieces.
I need a player I could pay $5 million a year that's going to handle business.
I think the Clippers need another scorer off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You got a scorer or defender?
Scorer.
3-and-D?
Go sign Lou Will again.
Mark my words. Because it already came through. Mark,
you heard
my
it here
words.
First.
Hit me with the prediction.
No.
Spencer. Dinwiddie.
Whoa.
Oh, you did say that.
To the crib?
He's coming to the Lake Show.
Spencer to the crib?
Guess what he just did? You keep saying Lake Show. Guess what the Clippers have to do now? We don't have to trade shit for him. He opted out of his deal with the Knicks.
He did.
Yeah.
So guess what now? All I got to do is just pay.
Hit him with the prediction.
Sign it.
Sign and trade with Dennis Schroeder for Spencer Dinwiddie. Mm.
Oh, the Nets don't want fucking Dennis Schroeder.
I'd rather take him than lose Dinwiddie for nothing.
I can honestly still package up Rondo because niggas believe in playoff Rondo.
Right, playoff Rondo, real.
He's nasty.
That's a real thing, bro. Y'all should have Reggie Jackson in front of him.
y'all should have played him.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-mm. When that motherfucker got in the game and had 2 turnovers in 8 minutes. But at the same time, Rondo.
That's a turnover every 4 minutes.
But at the same time, Rondo's still in the contract, so we can still use him.
Yeah.
Right. Now, still got another
year.
One more year.
We're going to lose Boogie Cousins, though.
I was just about to ask you that.
We're going to lose Boogie.
To whom?
Oh, Patrick Patterson going too.
Wait. Yeah, Patrick Patterson's cheeks.
Serge
going to stay.
Do you like Zubac?
I wish we would have kept Zubac.
Zubac fucking hands of stone, nigga. Like, he has to get his ass beat to do better. Like, once he got fucking demolished, all of a sudden, here we go, double in the first quarter.
Zubac need to wear some cutters during the game.
That man be getting jumped, man.
But I think Patrick Peterson was a wasted sign.
I think Serge Ibaka, what happened to him in the playoffs?
He was injured. Yeah, he had back surgery. But y'all going to get rid of him, though.
Yeah, all those weird ass outfits he was wearing.
I ain't gonna stunt, bro.
That was kind of fly.
He had a few swaggy joints.
Have you seen the one where he was like head to toe? You couldn't even see
especially when I seen the 76ers too. They offered Brogdon in the first round pick.
That's what we were just talking about.
I think the price on Brogdon is very low, and I think we can go get him.
But wait. Well, if you were the Sixers, would you have accepted that trade?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. They were over here talking about they need more. They wanted Caris LeVert and Brogdon for him.
But I did admit that we're overvaluing Ben Simmons at this point.
Bro. You better take the bag of chips.
I mean, that's based off what we just seen. I would have took a bag of Skittles and a bottle of Sprite.
That's it.
I wouldn't have gave you nothing like that.
But I think it's a better trade out there for them, for him at least.
Yeah. But
he averaged 23 points a game.
I will say this though, the Clippers with all they might.
Somebody got a score.
The Clippers with all they might. They did a hell of a job. Very proud of them.
As you should be.
Western Conference now.
This is something that y'all have never done in history.
Y'all would have wore this?
Oh, the
I ain't gonna lie. I'll pull that off.
It depends on where
you pull it off.
All right, hold on. Hey, the West is gonna be.
You would wear that big ass scarf?
Oh, that shit dope.
Hell no.
Nah, that's too much.
That shit dope.
That's too much.
But you see, it's because we bigger dudes. Yeah. See, I would never even wore it.
You walk past one little sewage little space.
Oh, wait. This is the one I was talking about. Man. You would have wore this?
On a Nike?
Yeah, no.
Bro, you look like you just walked out of
someone's... Why you got the bucket hat on?
He look like he's from Tutuwe. Show it to Instagram Live.
He's from Tutuwe.
You look like you just walked out of someone's house. You look like a...
All Star Wars.
Yeah, but there you go.
I will say this, though. I don't think nobody's going to Utah.
No, Utah's not a free agent destination.
Utah needs another score because they proved that when Donovan Mitchell went to the bench.
We just got to see how the free agencies shake out. But the teams that's going to be in the West, that's going to battle for the West again, is going to be Utah, Clippers, Lakers, Phoenix.
There's some big free agents coming up, right?
Denver.
Yeah.
And I'll say Portland, but we got to see what Chauncey signs. But that's going to be the battle. Everybody else is obsolete.
Yeah, for real.
Just there.
Chris Paul.
Well, Golden State gonna be back. I want to see what Golden State. Yeah, I want to see what they gonna do next.
Because Golden State, this is how I look at it, right? Everybody says Golden State is good. All right, got it. What Golden State is talking about doing, they're talking about bagging up Wiseman, which they haven't let that boy get to full potential.
They're talking about
packaging him up and the draft pick. I think they got the 7th draft pick. Mm-hmm. Sending it to Toronto to go get Siakam.
That's interesting.
3-D. But at the same time,
yeah, you could probably package Wiseman and what's that boy name? Wiggins.
Keep Wiggins.
I think Wiggins.
Wiggins was putting niggas on islands, low key.
Yeah, you give Wiggins
towards the end of the season.
Yeah, Wiggins gets that
make sure you say that.
Yeah, once he figured out his role, they said you're in it for defense. So
he was like, "Damn, I'm Ron Artest."
He can drive. I'm Ron Artest. For sure can drive.
But at the same time, man, with Golden State, they're not going to run no big, so. I honestly think even if they run it back, bro, the Clippers versus the Warriors is going to be a great series.
Like what, round one? Because that's not conference finals, my guy.
Because I'll say this too. Teron Lue is a great chess player.
Yeah, for real.
So if he's noticing a pattern that's not looking good, he would do it. The nigga picked the best pattern to go through.
Yeah.
Dallas and Utah, all those teams built character. Like, okay, I get it. Everybody wanted to see Clippers versus the Lakers, right? If we would have played y'all, that wouldn't have built no character.
No, I want to see that, but I want to see that in the Western Conference Finals. I want to see Clippers versus Lakers
in the Western Conference Finals. If y'all would have played us in the first round, y'all would have won.
Yeah, sure. Injuries, but
my whole thing is, like I tell you all the time, the Clippers play they hardest against the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I feel like y'all will never win the championship.
Nah. I honestly put it this way.
Because you can't play the Lakers in the championship.
I honestly put it this way. The way Tyronn Lue mapped it out, it built character. Like, we went down 0-2
twice. So you believe in Tyronn Lue?
I do.
I like Tyronn Lue.
I'm not going to lie. He's really good at adjustments.
He don't mind snatching motherfuckers on the court. Because y'all think about it. If you look at the rest of the coaches, them niggas didn't make adjustments until they figured out, like, oh, shit, my job is on the line. These niggas done came back from 0-2.
He's way better than Doc Rivers.
As soon as it hit 2-2, think about it. As soon as it hit 2-2, and Doc was a nigga throwing shade, talking about, oh, he was sitting next to me. But you didn't snatch Ben Simmons out the fucking game.
Yeah. Wait, you think he's not? I'm talking about adjustments.
Adjustments?
Like, Ty Lue will get his...
Yeah. We talking about adjustments?
Yeah, a series adjustments.
No lie, he like me and you at halftime. We come in there with a clipboard like, oh, we going to do this? All right, bet. And we come back.
We get that shit done.
No points being scored.
That's real.
Yeah, he'll come back the next game and he'll shut your ass out.
And I feel like NBA coaches are very hesitant to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because of the money that you paying these cats, like the hierarchy or what, but it just doesn't seem like they're real open to making those type of adjustments.
I think part of it is they don't want to kill the confidence of their players. You know what I'm saying?
And that makes sense, yeah.
And if we're talking about Ben Simmons, whose mental is probably already on the decline, now your coach pulls you because you can't make free throws. Now you in the gutter somewhere.
Yeah.
And you might never come back. And I kind of blame the Sixers for that as well as a whole organization because they did the same shit to Markelle Fultz.
Facts.
When he came out in the draft,
he was making.
He had no problem shooting the ball. You know what I'm saying? He was the number one overall pick because he could score the ball.
Yeah.
And then he gets there, and all of a sudden he gets the yips, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
And forget how to play basketball. Like the Monstars come and took his talent. Like what kind of shit is that, bro? Like,
but now he's in Orlando going crazy, though.
Right? Now all of a sudden he got a newfound confidence.
Yeah.
And he's on the research. You know what I'm saying? So, I think it's just one of those things where. It's a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? As a head coach in the league where, you want to make adjustments, but you also got to toe that line of not killing your players' confidence.
I got told shit!
Here you go.
Imagine how it must be for Seth Curry.
Yeah.
And then Doc Rivers, if like they go, because you know they
father-in-law. Yeah, right. That's
imagine how much
that's
beef,
pops.
Yeah, like at Thanksgiving, if like Doc Rivers pulls you from a game,
that's them at the table. That's them at the table, and they like, well, you know,
because I passed the mashed potatoes, man. Fuck the, you.
You know that the night, you know, we saw you wide open multiple times. And it was just, you know, what happened.
That's probably why, you know, Doc Rivers be talking shit about the Clippers, because, you know, Paul George used to date his daughter, too.
Ooh.
Facts. That's
factual.
And then got a stripper pregnant on her.
Oh, I didn't know that. Zoinks. TMZ reporting live.
Jinkies.
Yeah. Felix got all the breaking news. It ain't breaking news, but it's breaking news to me.
Out of all the coaches, though, I'm not making this comparison.
Frank Vogel's the best. Thank you.
Nah, fuck that.
Frank Vogel's cheeks.
I like Frank Vogel.
I wish we hired Jason Kidd.
I'm not comparing him to no man, but I feel like Tyronn Lue should have fell from the Popovich tree. The way he operates. Because think about it. Every time the Spurs play, when the Spurs was doing their shit, right? It was Tony, it was Ginobili, and it was Duncan. But let's think about the role players. How he mastered rotating the motherfuckers in at the right time.
Yeah.
Who the fuck remembers Tiago Splinter?
I remember.
Hey, Tiago Splinter used to do his shit. He probably selling insurance.
Yeah. Fuck!
Tiago Splinter was
6'11 head ass.
He helped Edoku.
Liability or full coverage?
Yeah. Edoku. That is now the head coach of Boston.
Yeah. Tiago Splinter, let's not forget, he had Scalabrini at one point.
Who is Scalabrini? The white Mamba.
They had Scalabrini.
And he was shooting the lights out.
They had an overweight Boris Diaw.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Mr. Bust that ass up.
Come on now.
Hey, pause.
Patty Mills was balling.
Patty Mills.
They said Patty Mills might be on the radar for the Clippers too.
Man, who else? Kyle Lowry, who else gonna be on the radar?
Hey, no.
Hey, you know what you
stop
right
it.
Now
stop
you
it.
Like
no,
a,
no, no, no.
Hey,
no,
every,
no,
every,
no,
like
no, no.
Source
no,
magazine.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. Listen.
No.
That's my motto for Laker fans. But see, I'm not, at least I'm not the type, you feel me, Dame Dollar out here just want to enjoy a good day watching WNBA and all of a sudden breaking news.
Oh yeah, he's in LA talking to LeBron.
Nigga, do y'all got Zillow? I'm gonna use a Shannon Sharp line. What's up, Do y'all got Zillow to see where this nigga stay at?
Meanwhile, he just probably in town for the premiere of Space Jam.
Don't make me call Dame like Shannon Sharp called Julio.
Look. Dame. Now, Damien. So, you know, you had an early exit to the playoffs, but. You know, I see you over there with LeBron. That's your homeboy. Yeah. I see you over there with LeBron. Are you coming to LA?
Yeah, man. It's Dame time.
Y'all out here wilding,
Club
just
done.
Just an update. Tiago Splinter is actually an assistant coach on the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow.
Who don't they guys an assistant coach? I feel like they have everyone.
Tiago Splinter.
Amari Stoudemire.
Amari Stoudemire. What does he coach?
I don't know.
Water is he boy. Online coach?
Online.
That I don't know.
For the Nets?
That I don't know.
Online.
What's going on here?
Wait, I mean, you guys know the people. Fun fact, the people who sweep the floor get paid $80,000.
They get banned.
What? I need me one of them jobs.
Yeah,
they better be fucking sweeping the floor, nigga. They stop the whole game. They gonna be out there like,
watch out, watch out, watch out, B.
Hey, man, I honestly would say this too. Like, when niggas leave the Staples Center, bro, I need a new color.
What do you mean?
No offense. I love the East Side, but I hate that motherfucking gangster ass riding on the floor.
Yeah, y'all need to go back to San Diego.
San Andreas.
Yeah, bro.
Los Santos.
The old English.
Come on now.
Hey, man.
That's the staple.
Shout out my boy Mondo.
Y'all keep saying go back to San Diego.
Aztec, so.
Where the fucking lakes are in L.A.? The LA River?
Everywhere.
Chill, it's Michigan. It's Michigan based.
Nah,
my boy.
Let me hold these nuts because y'all wrong again. The Lakers is from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, bitch. Shit. We won chips out
Oopsies.
Here.
No, y'all didn't. Some of the chips came out there in Minnesota.
We won the most out here.
Nah, move your hand.
We moved the most out here.
Move your hands from the headset.
Hey, we did the most out here. Real quick, why did I think Mike Jones was Muhammad Sanu?
Wow.
I was like, Muhammad Sanu.
No bullshit. Hey, Sanu stay with a durag on.
Put the cup down. Hey, you're done. Hey, y'all drinking tequila tonight?
Yeah, you want some?
I got Crown Apple over here.
You brought a cup?
Nigga, who are you talking to?
No, I'm saying because we ran out of cups.
Hey, I'm a big dog drinker. Nigga, I take shots to the face.
Oh, there we go.
Huh. Hey, yo.
Oh, God.
Pause.
Y'all can pause me all you want to, nigga. I'll drink.
Wait 1 minute.
We got the quarter three. You haven't even got to that.
Bobby Bonilla Day. Bobby.
Well, how much is he getting paid?
He getting $1 million a year.
Every year till 2035.
That's on July 1st, he gets $1 million a year. And today's the second.
So he got paid yesterday.
He got paid yesterday. That's He's going to get paid till he about 72.
He got one of the Magic Johnson contracts. Huh?
He getting Johnson a stack.
Getting paid for like 2010.
Dude. If you familiar with Bobby Bonilla?
Tell me about him.
Signed with the Mets a few years back. Few years mean a few decades.
Oh yeah, the nigga that get paid like every meal, like
every year. On July 1st.
They stretched the fuck out his contract.
So the background to the reason why they thought they was gonna be able to scheme him and pay him like that was because they thought, well, you know, we gonna make this investment with this one cat. Turns out that one cat was running a Ponzi scheme, and he's sentenced to like over 100 years in jail right now.
So he's still getting paid.
So that's why Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid.
When does it end? Like 2022?
Rather than pay him $5 million, 2035, bro.
Man, I bet his book's looking nice.
Dude, he'll never got to work another day in his life.
Like I know I have another meal coming.
You know, I'm about to buy a house for $500,000.
Yeah. Flip it.
That nigga is HGTV.
That's a fact.
Ain't he?
Top Property Brothers.
Flip bro. Or flop.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to touch on Bobby Bonilla. Because he got the greatest, most player-friendly contract
ever.
Shout out
to him for getting the bag.
His grandkids ain't got to work.
Ever.
He probably owns a bunch of Papa John's.
Bet.
Oh. He sound like he like pizza.
Wing stops.
Something. Nah, them niggas got thighs now. They pissing me off.
Thighs stop.
So y'all not going to try the thighs?
No.
I want to try the thighs. Which one? What wing stop got
I
the thighs?
I want to try the booty.
Come on,
next
man.
Time. On power.
Yeah, that's like something like...
Y'all drinking and y'all not talking real reckless? Y'all not drunk enough.
He's not even drunk.
You still haven't took the shot.
He ain't even had a single drink yet.
I don't even have to drink to talk stupid.
You still haven't took a shot.
He took a shot of water.
Yeah.
I took a shot of Spirit.
Ooh.
And not the airplane.
Hey, I was about to say, do never fly Spirit Airlines. Ooh, you going to be a Spirit, I bet you.
Man. I flew there once.
I told you, look.
Vegas.
Look,
thanks.
There we go. Oh, for everyone not looking.
I'm a drinker. Look, there you go. You want me to do it one eye open?
There you go.
you can't
Suns
wink.
And four.
Hi.
You
I'm
can't
Beaver.
Just close one
I
eye
know.
And do it.
Wait, let
you
me
saw his face?
Let's get your
they should have got his face.
Who yeah.
His face was a little disruptive.
Who do you think's gonna win the finals?
You know when it hit the palate, it's like splash.
Who you got in the finals?
The Suns, bro. I'm not
but
going
versus
for
who though,
Suns
my
and
boy?
Who? Suns and what?
The Clippers? Nah, they out.
Hey, you got to clear the blasphemy. Hey, all this rigmarole.
That's his word, y'all.
Rigmarole.
All this rigmarole that y'all be throwing at me. God damn. But anywho, I really want the Suns and the Hawks because I want to go to Atlanta.
Okay.
But if I got to settle with the Bucks, so I want Suns and Atlanta. But if I got to go to Milwaukee, I'm going with the Suns. Winning the
so what would it be? Suns and what? Versus who?
Suns and I want a series, nigga. I want Suns and six.
Yeah, I said Suns and seven.
Because if the Bucks, who it doesn't matter who come out the East, the Suns
gonna be favored.
The Suns gonna have home court.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So you going to the games?
Oh
yeah. All right.
He's different.
Hey, go pack someone out. Let it go viral on TikTok.
So you know. NCAA went ahead and passed the rule
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. College players can't get paid for their likeness, their names.
They got to get the bag.
It's about time.
About time.
About damn time. Percy Miller, formerly known as P. Miller.
Yo, you saw that?
His yes.
Master P.
His son, Master P.
Bag.
His son. Mm-hmm. He already had a contract, I believe, of like $2.5 million.
Nah, it was $2 million.
Just two.
It was supposed to be 2.5, but P. Miller said it was something went wrong. It was
$2 million. Okay. Damn. So his son signed a $2 million contract with this tech company
immediately.
Immediately,
man.
That is in support of HBCU.
Yeah,
and HBCU leaders.
Yeah, because he goes to like Middle Tennessee State. Yeah,
Tennessee, yeah. State,
Tennessee State.
Tennessee State. Tennessee State.
You thought fucking that nigga was gonna miss the bag. Master P gonna get a bag.
That's a fact.
Master P gonna, I mean, come on now.
But does he have to stay there all 4 years?
I'm not sure the details of his contract.
In regards to the contract, so of course, if I'm forking out $2 mil, I'm forking out $2 mil in regards to you being a collegiate athlete. I'm
not, facts.
And as soon as you leave, the deal is done.
Okay, because you're no longer serving the purpose that I needed you for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, makes sense.
Well, I don't even know if that's always true. I mean, my social media is always going to be wide open, so I could sign with you. And yeah, I play at a school right now, but shit, when I leave, I can still advertise your products. I can still wear your stuff when I'm working out. I can still, you know, be a model in your campaign for your summer line or whatever. So, I mean, I don't even know if it's necessarily over as soon as you leave. Or they could do a season by season to season kind of contract. I mean, it's all type of different ways they could do
it. Just like how they do scholarships nowadays.
Right, I'm just glad they have it. And I hope none of these kids get caught up in tax fraud or
and
tax
I
evasion.
Hope we could get NCAA football back on PS.
Oh, yeah,
that
should be coming.
That should be coming. So NCAA, the whole, it goes for D2 athletes too, right?
Yeah, everybody.
Nigga, D2 don't get no love. Them niggas ain't gonna get
They about to go to the car dealership signing autographs.
Imagine we had the local car dealership sponsoring us while we in school.
That's lit, bro. Niggas gonna be, everybody got a Dodge Charger. You get a Charger. You get a Charger.
Everyone getting Chargers around this boy. Everybody at the school gonna be
wearing
Chargers.
Bro, I'm mad. I just want these kids to go through the haze that I went through.
The haze? Whoa, okay, wait. Tell us a haze story right now.
Nah, man. We don't talk about haze. I'll say the most haze story you can go with is basically like, shit. Most of these kids now, they don't go through the toughness. They got all this science with cryo chambers and all that bullshit.
Oh, high school.
Bro, all we fucking did was we popped our shoulder out of the socket, nigga. They said they popped it back in. Two ice packs front and back. And next week, all you had to do was put a skeleton on. You was outside running again.
And those that don't know what the skeleton is, it is this white contraption that appears to go over your shoulders.
And it didn't work. It literally popped every hit.
Right. Man. I never wore a skeleton. I wasn't into that.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah,
Broken contest. I played on the high ankle sprain against West LA.
Eaton.
Against fucking Akeem Ayers. What was it, little brother?
Oh, yeah, the homie. Akeem? The homie Kevin Ayers.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Akeem. It was Akeem, little brother.
Akeem Ayers, little brother.
He was the one that played for the Broncos?
Was
it Akeem?
I don't even know his brother's name. That's not him, though. That one's not him.
His brother was in the NFL.
His brother did play in the league, though.
Akeem Hicks?
But it was his little, brother.
Okay, I was like,
his last
is
name
his first name? Is his first name Akeem?
It is Akeem Ayers, because his brother was Kevin.
Kevin Ayers, yeah. He went to
Narbonne
for a little bit.
West LA, that's bro. Because he went to West LA, right?
Yeah.
High ankle sprain. I'm not even capping. Locked his ass up. High school, winning against Clowney, bro. Locked his ass up.
Oh, you told me about that one.
Wait, what clown?
You played against Jadavian?
Yes.
Jadavian.
When he came to USC. He came to the camp, bro. They had the offensive lineman versus defensive lineman, and they was recording shit, and they turned the recorder off. I almost got capped. Hey, I'll put it there right now, bro, and you are my witness. I'm not like a top lineman or whatever, but when it came to pass blocking, I was that nigga.
What position did you play?
Tackle. Left tackle.
Ooh! I'm going to get a 1-on-1.
The cold part, what most people don't know, before I played football, my background was basketball.
Okay.
So I had the feet to move.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people do that.
Actually, he can attest to it. How many one-on-ones, the only one-on-ones I really lost was bull rush one-on-ones.
Yeah.
If you bull rush me, but if you try to.
I ain't going to lie, his pass pro was classy.
As a D-lineman coach, if you do bull rush one-on-ones, especially with no pads on, that's an L.
Yeah.
That's an L for real.
But the cold part, I had strength, but it was just more of, set the shot, because when you do in pass ball, you try to set your angle.
Yeah, exactly. So that's an L as a defensive lineman.
Bro, I used to let people spin off my chest. Pause.
Wow.
Hey, like full, like I mean, like full sprint. Like, you know how you like running somebody and you spin off their chest. I'll open my chest up and put my hands, like it was like basketball. I just put my hands up, and then once I feel like you was gonna get to your full thing,
whack,
lock you up. And I'm not holding. We just rock. We just ride to the sunset.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, we gonna take you. We gonna ride your ass out, Paul. That way.
Yeah. Got him.
Yeah. I want to get a few people that's in the league. I'm not even gonna cap. Shout out to my boy Zach Moore. He played with the New England Patriots. Came from D2.
He put your ass on.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, he did.
No. Not you. Not him. No. You put your ass.
No, he put me on, bro. That man was like 6'6". Yeah, never mind. Yeah, 6'8" reach. That man just used to hold me like this, Paul. But I did lock up our next D tackle. He was like 320.
Wait, where'd you play?
Concordia St. Paul, Minnesota. I went
okay,
D2.
Okay.
He was where did that DN end up going that y'all had?
Which one?
He was projected to go league.
The most recent one?
Or well, Zach Moore? Just after you graduated. That was him, Zach Moore?
No, it was me and Zach Moore graduated together. So he went to the Patriots.
Dark-skinned cat.
Dark-skinned super tall.
Oh, that's him now. Yeah,
Zach Moore, he went to New England Patriots, won Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Then he left. He went to Dallas. He went to Arizona. Now he's like, he working in Arizona.
Yeah,
it's my guy.
B was trying to get me to go to Concordia, man.
Like a motherfucker.
Then where'd you end up, bro?
Sioux Falls,
Sabbath.
and ran the he was bored as shit out there, but ran the table. Cause ain't nothing else to do out there but play sports. But play. Ain't no bars out there.
It is.
Oh, I'm not, like, it not, is. Ain't no bars out there.
Hey, they're not rocking like the city bars.
I'm sure they not.
I was in the Twin Cities.
Bro, you in Twin Cities. It's for sure not.
I literally could walk. I was in St. Paul, just walked down the street. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
And then catch the freeway and be down there at fucking Minneapolis, man.
Yeah, Sioux Falls was different. It was a good space, though. I mean, as a person, it just threw me so many different challenges, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So many different. But I'm grateful for it.
Which leads to mental healthness, man. As an athlete, shit, we both. You for sure. I had times coming. Come on, man. I'm from Southern California.
Dude.
I'm sitting in the fucking blizzard storm, and the next thing you know, fucking siren going off, telling me it's tornadoes, can't go outside. Man, it plays on your mental, man. Come
cabin
on.
Fever. It was different.
Not even cabin fever. I had no family.
See?
Out there, solo dolo.
And that's back to our argument earlier about the, you know, sparking it up.
Yeah.
Times like that, I bet like you do want to spark it up.
It wasn't even no sparking
just
it up.
Just to take you away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't even want to go away like that. I just wanted, like, campaign shit from my family, you feel me? Like, they would call me, you feel me? But it just, like, I just wanted that bond. Like, I just wanted somebody there.
It's different.
You probably have teammates who are visiting their family close to home.
Nah, one of my guys that's family to me today, man, his name is Steven Davis. He actually hosted me, one of my recruit. That's my guy, bro. Like, I swear, if I get married, I'm telling cuz to come out here. Like,
straight up.
Is he like one of your groomsmen?
Now, he won't be my groom, but he'll be in the wedding for sure.
He'll be in the wedding, all right, bet.
Shit. If I do get ready, my groom is right here. Another one sitting out there. Look, he look real bad, right? Little bougie bitch.
Bougie.
Hey, that's.
Hey, look, the whole time you're talking about him, you're not even looking at him.
Hey, fucking with the Reyes twins, man. You got the bad bitch and the bougie bitch.
There you go.
They out here, man.
Hey,
look at me. If y'all can see this motherfucker with these all white jacket on, all white shoes and a black bucket. He got the shorts on that you can see more than just the thigh. You trying to see the meat. God damn.
Somebody catch me.
Hey, he put drawers on He put drawers on because he's a faithful black man. But best believe, if he was single, that shit would be Speedos.
He thought this would be like OnlyFans interview in here.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to starting my OnlyFans for a while now.
Yeah, no, he likes long walks on the beach.
Oh my God.
Adam 22 is up the street, nigga.
Yeah. Man, we sitting at the U table.
Dude, you know, remember these tables in like middle school, bro?
Yeah, so like,
we got these aspects.
Yeah, so I was like, y'all got the U table in here?
I call it the horseshoe.
Oh, yeah, there you go, the horseshoe.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if you sit in the middle, you the leader, you in the pack. You understand me?
Let me go sit in the middle real quick.
Oh, God. Man, so do y'all speak going back to the NCAA ruling with all that in play? Do y'all think Reggie gonna get his Heisman back?
Yeah, well, he needs to get his Heisman back.
He should. Actually. I don't know.
Hey, so as Reggie get his shit back, bro, we throwing a party on field.
Yo,
feed.
For real,
we should.
Yeah, at the stadium, we gonna be there.
Hey, really?
On everything. Hey, really? It could be us five. That's in there. With the bottle. We just playing Trojan highlights.
On a big dumbass big screen.
I bring my projector. Someone bring the screen. That's
going
it.
Up. Yeah. But they did say that if the NCAA goes ahead and restores his stats, they'll give him his Heisman.
I don't see why not. But you see, it's people keep saying like, if they do it.
If they'll do it, we do it. Like,
Yeah. So if someone needs to just come out and be like, all right, we're going to do it.
They standing there like fucking Spider-Man.
You do it.
Yeah, so. That's but crazy. I think he deserves to have his Heisman back. Like,
I concur.
He shouldn't have lost it in the first place.
I concur.
Exactly.
Lastly, before we slide into quarter four, did y'all watch the Gervonta Davis and Barrios fight?
I caught the end, and that's all I needed to see.
I did not.
Gervonta Davis is an animal. That was my first time seeing him fight, dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro.
Were you impressed?
I was definitely impressed. I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, man. He hits really hard.
Dude.
Oh, you can tell by just watching.
He knocks N words out.
Damn.
Like, you hit it off the glove. You
can hear it, bro. Like, I'm like, dog.
Who the fuck
like,
is Taylor? Taylor, be quiet.
Right, you heard her talking all that shit.
Taylor, get the fuck out.
Sit your ass down, Tay Tay.
Tay Tay. Not even Taylor, Tay Tay. Yeah, but from.
And for him to be able to go up in weight classes, too, man. That's really
mind
impressive,
you, he,
bro.
Like, but that was only 139.
Wow, that motherfucker weigh 139 pounds.
Dude, I ain't weighed that small since like ninth grade.
I wish I would have. I haven't worn that since like fifth grade.
139, boy, that's nuts. You're invisible.
I wish I could touch 139.
You're invisible.
Yeah, damn. My goal for the summer is 235. You talking about this motherfucker weigh
139, bro.
Wow.
But it was a good fight though. I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like boxing. Boxing is one of my secret favorite sports.
UFC is one of mine because UFC be getting it.
It goes crazy. It goes crazy. But hey man, I appreciate y'all, man.
No problem.
It's been
man.
A quality ass show, man. You know what I'm saying? Clap, clap, clap it up.
We had a great time.
Yeah, we had a good ass time.
I feel like we've been all over the place. But
we were in a place,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we was in a place.
We was in a place. It's like a mansion with hella rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like every room's an experience. You know, you just walk in, see something different in every room, but it's one big ass house.
It's one big ass house. You feel me? So, we already tapped on the finals predictions.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going for the Suns here.
That's what it
looks like. Everybody's rooting for the Suns.
Everybody picks the Suns.
Chris Paul don't win, bro. I swear to God, I'm pumped. He thought fucking Pat Bev pushed him. Wait till I get home.
Oh, man. Chris Paul's been holding the Clippers out of the finals since 2011. Oh, my bad. I forgot we had a Clipper fan in.
Clips in six.
Hey, it's cool. Get the jokes out.
He did that though. He gonna fuck y'all up.
It's cool. Hey, get the jokes out.
I feel like we ain't making it out of this room.
That shit burning up.
It's cool. It's cool. Get
that
the jokes
hot.
Out.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's cool, bro.
That leg jumping.
It's nah. You know, it's love, man. It's all love, kinda. But
I feel like I'm gonna pop the trunk.
You know what I'm saying? You got a basketball back there?
Like, yeah, like my man can't jump.
He's
like,
to get some shots.
Wait till I get back from the trunk.
He's like,
I'm not even gonna tell everybody I'm shooting. They're gonna be like, oh, what's in the trunk? A basketball? A towel?
Your shoes?
Your shoes?
A spare tire?
Oh my God, let that bitch sing like the 4th of July.
That's on Sunday.
Factual.
Yeah.
So, man, hey, y'all have a safe holiday.
You
Fern,
too,
where
man,
can
you
they
too.
Find you, bro?
You can find me at Coach Fern Training or at Fernando the Great on Instagram.
Straight up.
Felix. Yes, sir. It's your boy Felix, a.k.a. Mr. BB. That's
Mr. BB.
Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Felix_Reyes Jr.
That's right.
Also, tap in with our podcast, man. We Don't Make the Rules podcast live Sundays on the Good News Radio app at 5:30 Pacific.
Yes.
Okay, it drops everywhere else every Monday.
Yes, right? Yes, man. Support the family. B, where you at with it?
Man, follow me in all your chats because I'm a creeper.
That's right.
Good news, I don't know what to do with me. I be in everybody podcast. creeping. From Latino Nation to Good News. I'm creeping to sports. I'm creeping at everybody's shit. Key wake up in the morning and say good morning is me.
Hello.
Hello.
He said I got motivational words. I said,
nah, not today. Man.
You can find me at Leave It to Beef. 31.
Why?
Because I am that shooter. Mm.
That's right.
Clipper Nation, stand up, man. They show me hella love on Twitter, man.
Shooter, shoot. Yes. And you already know what it is, man. On IG, you can tap in with me, DPresley14. On Twitter, D_Presley14. Sports Talk with Mark and DP on IG as well. Y'all can tap in with that. Feel free to tap in with us in the chat. Send us a message. Questions, comments, concerns, something y'all want to hear us talk about, whatever the case may be. Love and support, we appreciate it. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. We gonna highlight y'all next week. Make sure y'all highlight my boys on We Don't Make the Rules podcast. Download the Good News Radio app. Listen to all us, our family. Holla back.
Yes sir.
Let's go.